Did you see the video of that Heshmaker?
Heshmaker for who?
He needs to come to the Chabura.
I didn't see now.
It's
retarded.
No, first he sent me a whole message. You're going to laugh your head off, whatever. He sent to me.
I didn't laugh. I'm saying it was crazy, man.
I mean.
Let me see.
No. Later.
He has so much time on his hands.
It's not busy now, you know. Anyway, today's shiur. I really can't believe there are no soldiers. No, there's no hashes back. I'm losing it. I'm losing it. They found bodies, is there? I don't know. Anyway, my friend Moshe Wolshansky told me that he has 5 first cousins in the army, in Gaza right now. 5 first cousins.
5 first cousins?
In Gaza. 5 first cousins in Gaza. Shirol Nochem Ben Shoshana Adina, Matan Shmuel Ben Tasa Gabriela, Ben Yo Yechesko Alevi Ben Chavan Ami, Moshe Shayo Alevi, which is his name, Ben Chavan Ami. Noyim Uri ben Mazel, Aaron Yitzke Chaim Akoyim ben Sosha Basheva. And for our. They lost 48 soldiers, isn't it?
In one shot.
You're thinking.
No, it's total.
48.
It's total.
50. Oh, sorry.
1938. That was when you were born, right?
50?
You were flat footed, that's why you couldn't go to the Civil War.
That's not in the Gaza, right? I'm a lefty.
Right. We had a guy in Belmar who used to say he's flat footed, that's why he got exempt from going to the Civil War. Anyway, today's shiur is for Avram Ben Gila, Rivka was Chanienta, Shafur Shlem Yasim Rachel, and Shmuel Ben Brachel. And to all the people who are sick, all the people who are injured, it's unbelievable. You see a shooting at a stroll, a guy's injured, a guy could be out of commission for the rest of his life, you know what I mean? It's like unbelievable. Anyway, today's shiur is sponsored, and today's Danishes.
No, it's not.
And today's Danishes are sponsored. Le'ilu Nishmas, Shimon Ber, Ben Rishu Michel, my Zayde's Yotzai today. So the special Danishes today. Also, Mrs. Langsner is giving tikkun today also.
Because
it's her father's yahrzeit is today. And her mother's yahrzeit, her husband's yahrzeit is tomorrow. 1 second, let me see if I got this right.
Come on. Your father said no Danishes.
If you give Moshe a shout out,
my father's tomorrow, 3 kids live, and Mike.
No, he won't. Mike.
It's Friday morning.
Who's Mike?
Special Danish.
I'll do that.
It's good.
Is your buddy Ralph?
No.
A short guy.
Is your father coming?
No, my father's not coming.
Is your buddy Ralph a short guy with a mustache?
Who's Ralph?
Your inspector?
Yeah.
Your guy.
Anyway.
Your father said,
"Kick to the shop." Okay, hello.
Your father said, "No Danishes."
He's
probably the only
one
in the hospital.
Medreden is for the shayfich. Taft the epis gaming for them.
That's the guy that caught me because of life.
What happened in your house? You're good.
Remember,
we were on bike for Chai when it happened.
Yeah,
you were still fat then. You couldn't ride. You did 30 miles that year. The whole thing, you did 30 miles. Yeah. Yeah.
I was in the house when he called.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
I was on bike for Chai.
No.
You were at the.
You in right away, so they can't put a stop order.
I was in the house.
No, you weren't.
No, you weren't.
No,
you were. I was on bike for Chai. Remember?
I remember. You were. He wasn't there.
Oh, you weren't there. Yeah, it was before you did it. Yeah. The next year, you did 30 miles.
Probably.
You double fetzler.
Maybe I went the first day and the second.
Oh, you went the second day. That's what it was. You came the second day, like a penguin. Anyway. I gained weight this week, okay? No, I don't know if I gained. I definitely didn't lose anything this week. It was a hard week. Anyway, let's go.
What did you eat already?
I ate 2 extra containers of Brussels sprouts, so it was terrible.
Anyway. I've never been more excited for someone to get so fat in my life.
Who got fat? No, I didn't get fez.
Oh.
No, no, no.
Oh,
no, no, you have no idea.
You're on a new notch.
I'm bringing Danishes.
You're on a new notch on your belt. You can't hide it.
I'm bringing new Danishes.
You know when you sit there in the corner, you just go, it's the next 6 months
beer. We have pictures.
Ain't going to happen.
Can't wait.
Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to work on Saturday. Anyway, fine, let's go.
Bring him over a nice platter today.
He was already in Bradbury. He was already there. Avi Lang was already there. Baruch Hashem, you know what I mean? The fancy people in the Chabura were already there. Right. Yeah. I'm happy. Anyway, Grainham as the manager.
Oh, Thursday? Is he there? Is someone there?
He gave me a full tour.
Oh, well, there it doesn't smell. The bathrooms don't smell there. They don't smell. Those guys don't. Those guys don't go to
the
bathroom.
I don't remember the story. You can't say the joke anymore. He doesn't remember the story, Charlie. He said not.
Yeah, because they got to monitor it. You know, guys eating flesh because of milk. He's got to see what's going on. Anyway, let's go. If the Oilu could please sponsor every day this till Chanukah, someone from the Chabura, please bring over a donut from, what's that place called next to you, Israel?
Sesame
to Zanishan's house. Every day someone drop a different style donut.
Morning, sir.
Let's go. Amamar. So we're starting today on the bottom. Kishihizik Chava Mazik. It says Kishihizik Chava Mazik, Lahavi Shamachin. That's what we got up to.
Last night?
Yeah. So Kshehizik Chava Mazik is coming to include Lahavi Shamechinam Vashoyal Noisisacha Vasaicha, that Dermachuyev. So Hechidami. What is the case of Shoyal? The Gemara is going to try to go into this. Elaim the Aski tour the Mashal tour the Shoyal means I lend the guy my cow, my ox, right? And I lend the guy my ox, and now the guy who I lent the my ox to, his cow damaged my cow. My ox. So lay malay, she says, I don't understand. Ilu az azik ba'alma, boys l'shumay, if it damaged somebody else outside, you have to pay. Right? Because it's your have to watch it. Hashtu the azik l'tu the dach, Ilu Azik Ba'alma Bais Shlume, the whole thing, because I'm sure it's Mechuyev and everything. Hash the Azkel Tur the Dach Be'inu Shlume, Be'inu Shlume. You want me to pay? Why shouldn't you pay? No, you're skipping.
I skipped.
As to Mashal Shlomo, Lemele Ilu Azik Ba'alma Bais Shlume. Ad Hash to. You'd have to pay. I would have to pay? For sure you'd have to pay. No, why shouldn't you have to pay? If it's mazik someone else, you're going to pay. So just because mazik yours, why shouldn't you have to pay? Sigmar says, huh? Ella must be a different case. The Azki tour the shoyel, tour the mashal. The ox of the lender was mazik the lendee's ox.
Basically, he mazik his own ox just in someone else's shoes.
No. My ox that I lent you was mazik. I lent you my ox. It was mazik your ox.
While I was a lender on it.
You borrowed it. The Azki Tur Shoyal, nobody knows your business. It's like Moshe says, just like it happened to my paper goods, there were two things that went riffled away, whatever. I don't know. What are you talking about? The crisis.
Ari's rent the car parking lot.
We don't know the car business. You know
the rental business you're talking about right now.
The Azki Tur the Shoyal, Tur the Marshal. So, Le Malay, Ilu Itzik Me'alma, Boyish Lumikule. If it was Azik, somebody else, you'd have to pay everything because you're mechuyev in Nezek Shalom. Hash to ask a tour of the doch, palkan isku the mshamsli. You only pay half. Pay me the whole thing. Why are you only paying half? So Moses says, "Olam, Olam, the ask you to the marshal, the tour of the shoyl, like we're saying. V'ach ma'askin, I'm talking about an interesting situation. Shekibra lo shmiras gufoy, he accepted shmiras gufoy that the ox that he borrowed should not get damaged. Lo kibra lo shmiras zakum, he was not makabel that if it mazik other people, it would be it would he would be he didn't take on that responsibility. Yeah, you could speak it out. Yeah, the Rosh is, even though I'm a show is and everything, but if you specific make a thing, that would be that's fine. Yeah, I'm a safer. Never to belayla. I should pursue a listem. Yatsu zikas potter. Why? Because that even though a show is chav and everything, but that's such an oynes gomer that you potter. That's what they speak at. That's why in that case potter. Habayayim. That's only belayla. Habayayim bichayim. I alay kibulah shmir zakov. We just said that that's not the, he was not makabel shmir zakov. Halchkamer and kibulah shmir zakov chayim. Never to belayla. I should pursue a listem. Yatsu zikas potter. He's saying you're right. Our case is not like that, but in that case you would be. You would be
even in that case,
you would be potter by nivitz belayla. Okay, now we're going back to chasa shutfim. So we did say, we said over here. No, I know, but why if it's a balayli not mechuyev? Because that's an oynes gomer. Tosfos speaks out. Such an oynes gomer. Even though you took on responsibility to pay to chayv and all oynesin, but not an oynes gomer like that. That's a breakout. That's a breakout. So the Gemara said, "Veshus an nizik v'amazik." The Mishnah said, right, the Mishnah said one of the things which is on Israel Mazik. So Gemara said, I'm gonna chizda ravim, chotzashutum chayba al shem al regal. You'll be chayim shem regal. So Gemara says, Aini, Vatani Rabbi Yosef, chotzashutum vapundik. Yeah, chotzashutum means a place that we both have rights to, like chapel shop, is a chotzashutum. Pundik is a hotel. Chayev behen al shem v'aregel. Tiyufti Rebbe Elazar. Sakashim Rebbe Elazar. Because Rebbe Elazar's shita is that you would not be mechuyev. Because he says, potel al shem v'aregel. Amalok Rebbe Elazar, v'tizbara masnisa mile pligi. You could, it's a machloikis. Why is it to be that, why is the kash on me? It's a machloikis. V'tanya. Arba klol is hayev shem v'aregel. I'm in Benizok, and there are four... how do you say clothes?
Generalizations,
yeah. Benizakin. Kol Shehu. I can spell it. There's a Z in there. Kol Shehu Rishus Lenizik Vlele Mazik. Kol Shehu Rishus Lenizik Vlele Mazik is Chai. It means anywhere that the Nizik has a right to go into and the Mazik doesn't have a right, the Chai have a call. All responsibility. Whatever the mazik v'lo nizik, so potter. Mikol lezev lezek and chosah shud v'abika, potter baal shem al regel. Al negicha, goring. While negifa is pushing, while shicha is biting, while rita is crouching down and breaking something. While beita means a good shtois, a good kick. So tam shalom chatzin nizik, mum shalom nizik shalom. Lo lezek and chosah any shul shneim, chay baal shem al regel. Al negicha, v'al shicha, v'al negifa, v'al ritz, v'al bita, tam shalom chatzin ezek, and mum shalom ezek shalom. So k'tani miyas, in this price it says, chotza ha-shutvim, v'abika, pata ba'al shem ha-regel. So kashi ha-dodi. So my says, these prices are shver one another. So Gemara says, ki tani ahi, v'chotzim yichel zazeh, v'lazeh, bein lepeh is bein l'shvar. So now the Gemara is going into a very, he called the dakas tikachilik. How do you say dakas? Minute. That basically, you have a field that you're both allowed to go in. You're allowed to use it for all uses. It's an all-use property. You can bring your fruits in there. You can bring your ox in there. And Mil, that's why you would both. That's why. That's where you'd be potter. That's what you report there, because you both have rishus to be there. So it's not considered bir b'steachar. It's not bir b'steachar. Ahidir Rabbi Yosef, b'chotz michez l'peris, v'ein michez l'shvarim. Means you're allowed to bring your peris in. It's a place that you do business, like, and but you can't bring your oxen. So l'gabishen, habalei chotz ha'nizik, it's considered chotz ha'nizik, because you have no right to be there. The mazik had no right to bring his animal there. So male, that's called chotz ha'nizik, and chotz ha'nizik, you chayev and everything. Dekinamik, tani hacha, dum yid pundik. Vektani hasam, dum yid biko. What's pundik? Pundik is a hotel. Right? It's a hotel. You're allowed to bring your animals in, but you can bring your payers in. Biko, you can bring even your animals in. Shema mina. So Mazgo observe, kiv ni mechaz la payers, habino vibes de acha valeko. If it's mechaz la payers, you need to stay acha. And since he could bring his peris in, just because he can't bring his shvarim in, but he can bring his peris in.
So, but for an animal.
I know, but that's not b'stei acha. How could you consider that b'stei acha?
So you're saying b'stei acha means that the mazik has no rishus.
No rishus at all to go in there. And this, you have rishus to go in. I'm going to buy, keep the aim because of shvarim, stay acha kwinabe. Which means that's the machloik is over here. How do you look at it? How do you look at the guy's rights? If it's not for shvarim, then stay acha kwinabe. Means you look at the mazik, the animal, you go bust of what's mazik. And what's mazik is the animal. The animal doesn't have a right. What?
The scenario. It was not a permissible scenario.
Right. So it means even though he has a right to bring his payers, but what is the hezik? The hezik is the animal. The animal has no right to be here. So for legabi that, you look at it. Even though in theory he could be there. So they're not arguing. It means one is saying that's enim yichedus l'shvarim, and her blood says that you're allowed to go, even the ox allowed to go in. Amalei in. Vinitzlame pligi, bekushtu abzeira pruka dabaya pligi. They're arguing goofing what we're saying over here. If enim yichedus l'shvarim, right, that's what he just asked. He says, it's not miyuchad, his kash was, it's not miyuchad, your ox is not allowed to be in there. Your peris is allowed to be in there, so maybe that's considered, it's not considered stay achar. So he answered him, no, but lagabi the ox, it's considered stay achar. Maybe they're arguing, goofing that question and answer. He holds it an answer, he doesn't hold it an answer. He holds the lemaisa for your peris, you're allowed to be in there. Peris, you're allowed to be in there, that's enough to consider it not stay achar. And he should be putter. And he holds the bottom line is, your ox is not allowed to be in there, that's considered stay achar. And you be chayv. And that's what they're arguing. Zok de Gemara. Gufa. Arba klolos hayab shimon lozar ben zokan. There are four categories that he said in zokan. Kol shu shus lenizik, below the mazik. Means the guy who got damaged was allowed to go in there, but the mazik was not allowed. Chayv bakol. He's chayv in everything. In fact, tomorrow, ala kol loiktani. Don't say ala kol. El chayv bakol. Bekuli nezik. Everything. Who's this going like? Going to according to my number, Mani Reb Tarfon. It's going according to Reb Tarfon. We'll see it later on. I'm in base. I know to a lot later. Now, Mishuna Karen Bechotza Nizik, Nezik Shal Mashal. Why? Because he has a Kavachimer. If Shen Viregel, learns out of Shen Viregel, that Shen Viregel is Chayev Chatzin Nezik. The what? I mean, always Nezik Shalom, then Karen should zicha pay Chatzin Nezik. Right, the learns from Shem, Karen, one second. If Tafa learns out, Reb Tarfon learns out there from Shem Regal that you should pay Nezik Shalom. That if Shem Regal pays, no, Shem Regal pays Chatzin Nezik.
Shem Regal always pays Nezik Shalom.
Shouldn't carry him Chatzin Nezik, Nezik Shalom Shalom. Nezik Shalom Shalom. Rabbanon say die lo yon dinas kenodin and they shall pay chatzi nezek. Why? Hashem regel pays nezek shalom always. One second. I don't know why Rabbanon holds Chatzi Nezek. Someone with the Kal V'Chomer. I don't know. Rav Tavron learns Alamayis and Nezek Shalom. I thought it was because Dailo Ben is Kanodin, but the Nodin is Shem V'Regel, so you pay Nezek Shalom there. Okay, I have to look up the Gemara. I didn't really see the Gemara this morning. So Rav Tavron, the bottom line is holds that you pay Nezek Shalom. So Amos say for little zev, little zev. Next case is little zev, little zev. Can chutz a shein shal shneim chayim ben al shem al regel. My little zev, little zev. Ilim little zev, little zev. Klal el da achar. Rabbi mista achar v'leku. There's no mista achar. El pshita. Little zev, little zev. El da chad. It's one of them. Mektani say for tam shal chatz nezik mum shal nezik shalom. That's going corner to rabbanon. Dam reshurim karem chutz an nezik chatz nezik lum shalom. Has to be going to Heshita. So you tell me, raise your reptile from a Sefer Rabbanon? Then you, in your clothes itself, there's a steer over here. So what's in? Domali Shmuel Reb Yehuda Shinna, sharp one, sharp guy, Shvaik Masnitan, V'Tav Asroi. Raise your reptile from a Sefer Rabbanon? Yes, that's how you can learn. You could do that, even though it's not the regular way we want to do it, but that's how you could do it. Yavinish made the Rav Amar, cooler reptile from. He doesn't know everything in reptile from, which we'd much rather say it's one man armor. My loyal zev, the Paris, el dechad, lezev, shvarim. That's what it means. Like we said before, that legave Paris, it's only one. But for shvarim, it's everybody's. So, mele, that would be considered steachar. Yeah, we said the opposite. But I'm saying over here, he's saying the legave. Yeah. In this case, everybody would agree, because shvarim, if the animal's allowed to go in, that's not a question. The Lagabe Shen, Havale Chotzan Nizik, Lagabe Karen, Havale Rishis Ram, Lagabe Karen, that would make it a Rishis Ram. Ihochi, Sfetik Moro, and that's the case, Arbo, Shloisha Hava. It's not really four clothes, because one of them is exactly the same. You're right, it's Shloisha Clothes, but Arbo Makoim is. It's four different scenarios, but it's three different categories. Three different categories, four different scenarios, and according to this, Taka would not be four different categories. It'll be three different categories and four different mahalchim, four different ways of learning it. I mean, not really four. Two of them are the same. Yeah. There are four places that the halacha will be different. That's the point. But even though right. Right. But even though really it's the same case, just. Yeah. It's not a total different. Zok the Mishnah. Anayim Mishnah. Shum Kesef. We're saying a bunch of different halachas over there that are negeya to mazik. Shum Kesef. The first one is that you have to evaluate the damage. And we'll see the Gemara is going to say what that means. That if my clothes damages you and you damage my clothes, you don't just switch. You got to evaluate it. We'll see what the chiddush is. Shavakesef, that you take a shavakesef, which means, and we're going to explain what this means also. We said you could take subin, you could take different stuff. We're going to say it's talking about yisayimim. Yeah. You have to really learn the Gemara for this Mishnah, but try to explain something. Bifnei Bezdin, has to be Bifnei Bezdin, and the Gemara is going to say what that means. Valpi Adim, has to be Alpi Adim, which means not we're going on Gabi Knas, Altamoide Beknas, we'll see tomorrow what this means. Bnei Chayrin means that you take, what's Bnei Chayrin? I forgot. No, Bnei Chayrin means.
Generalizations.
I mean, the current Lafuke stuff,
that's not
Mishabadim. No Mishabadim. B'nai Bris means that in order to say Eidos, you have to be a B'nai Bris. Ve'anoshim. I think Mara is going to say what this means. Women, that Ve'anoshim means. B'nai Bris means. B'nai Bris means that you have to be in order to say Eidos. And Anoshim means they're included in Nizik and Mazik. They're part of the halacha. Means if a lady damages or a lady gets damaged, she also is part of the halacha. B'chal nizik, v'an nizik, v'an mazik with the shluman. V'an noshim b'chal nizik, v'an nizik, v'an mazik with the shluman. So Gemara is going to say like this. Gemara is going to explain each one. My shum kesef. What does it mean shum kesef? We're the shum zeh lo yehei elo b'kesef. This evaluation should only be kesef. Tanil lo ha'tan rabbanon. Paro shazika tals. We already know this. V'tal shazika paro. Means my, I had a cloth that was in the way and the tile, the paro slipped or and the paro damaged my cloth. Ain't no mitate say paro b'talos, talos paro. You can't just say, okay, listen, this cloth is worth, $150. Your cow's worth $150. Even Stephen. Elo shomenoi sabedamim. You have to evaluate it. Now, what's the chiddush? Well, of course. I mean, why would you think that you just take the talos? So, I mean, Ramosha says, he says, you think it's einish. It means your paro damaged my talos. My tiles damage your paro. You guys are in each other's way. So it's like a punishment. You guys, you know, you have to pay. You have to. You owe me. I owe you. It was just, even it out. Even Steven, you both lose out. That's what you would think. He doesn't really explain why you would think that. But that's what he says. I'm not sure.
It's both the same case, so they're both mazik each
other. Yeah.
The Rosh one seems
so. Different cases.
It's the same time. There's a link to the
different cases.
No, ain't no tales a paro shaziko talisoi.
Right.
His paro damages tiles, and he damaged the paro.
No. It's two different cases.
It's two different cases. I thought it was the same case.
Paro shaziko talis shadar sala b'chatzar hanizik, or talis shaziko paro b'risha saram.
Do a favor, me
one day. Wait, talis. So what's the question?
Actually, the
question is maybe you should just use the items at hand to cancel out.
Saying my tiles damage your paro.
So now take the paro.
Take
my tiles to take the tiles, and if you lose out, you lose out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Take my tiles.
This is what did the damage. Now it's yours.
Oh, so that would make sense. It's just einish. It's einish. You would think it's einish.
And that's what Rashi says. Elahin chaser v'hein yaseh yitlana.
That's what Rashi's saying. It's einish. I was thinking if you both did damage, then why is that einish? It's not the same case.
The portion of the probably only pay up to the damage of this.
Up to the worth of
the
item.
That the mazik is right. So maybe it's time to say something. The portion of the probably only pay up to the effect of nezik, but up to the worth of the damage.
That's only portion of the para.
No, the bar is coming in here, then maybe the worth of the power.
It's einish.
He says, no, the parsha, that's cool.
I know, I'm saying, what's the have meaning?
That should be like
Shoshanagah. That's
Einish. It should be done by the value of whatever damage.
It is like Shoshanagah.
Can't, right,
because you have to pay Shoni, you have to pay the full amount.
You have to pay the
right. I would think you can't pay more than the value of, but you could pay more than the value of the Nizik.
Or you pay less. You pay a lot less also.
Right. And the talus, if the talus for Mazik the Parah.
You can pay a lot less. It's not necessarily paying more. You can pay, it could be a lot less.
Anything could be less.
But you only pay up to the amount of the
I understand, but I'm saying over here, a talus and a paro.
The paro damages the talus, and the paro is worth much more than the talus.
Right, so you get the paro. I'm saying paro is worth $1,000. Talus is worth. Yeah. I don't know. I still don't understand exactly what the einish would be. Why would that be?
One's worth more, one's worth less.
One case the mazik loses out, one case the nizik loses out.
Yeah, I understand. I'm saying, what's the hav, you know? Still, it's einish. You would think it's einish. I don't know. Okay. The bottom line is shum kesef. The pashas would be that you evaluate it. The guy damaged, you damaged my clothes. My clothes worth $50. Your cow's worth $1,000. You don't get my cow.
Well, because we know this tomorrow.
Where was my shum?
Yeah.
You
have any now? I don't know. Okay. No, that's what he's saying, but I don't know. Okay. Shava kesef.
Tosis doesn't learn Rashi that way.
Shabbat Kesef.
I just took the first five words. I just took the first five words. I don't read the whole thing.
Shava Kesev. What's Shava Kesev? The Tanar Rabbanan. Shava Kesev. They got to have a shayla on this, on this Shum Kesev. Ramosha has a shayla on this Gemara that if I damage somebody, that if I damage your item, that I sentimental value for you. Let's say I damage your sefer. Your sefer was your grandfather's Gemara. So to you, that Gemara is worth $1,000. You can use it worth $1,000, but Lamai said to a regular guy, it's worth $18. That's what it costs in the store, or maybe less. So value goes, busted the world, not busted what your value is. He says from this Gemara, they learn out that al shum kesef, they say it on this halacha, that it's what the value is, not what your value is. I saw a shayla in the Mishpatei, I think it's called Mishpatei Adam. I saw a shayla, a guy hits a guy's car door, and the guy, he said, put a sign on his window, I hit your door, call me up. So the damage, he made a scratch on the door, it's $200. Fine, he goes right there, he doesn't bother calling the guy. He gets to another store, the guy hits the door, he damages the whole door. So that's $1,000 damage. But really, there was already $200 damage already in the door that the other guy did. So really, the door's only $800. The damage is only $800. So how do you show this? How you show this damage? Who, him?
Yeah. Somehow
he doesn't get involved in that, Shiloh. No. That's the.
Of course he does.
Go as your rabbi.
It was two separate doors.
No, but he just charges a fee to work.
No, we fixed it.
No, he has to put a new door. It costs $1,000. The guy who goes to. I had it because my son hit someone on Cantline Road. My son hit someone. And I said, okay, so he says, I said, I'll pay, don't call the police, I'll just pay whatever it costs to fix the bumper. How much it could cost? It's a back bumper on a minivan. The guy called me up, he's like, okay, my shop says it's $3,800. Yeah. How's it $3,800? I called Chap, he says it's $1,500. The guy's a partner in a shop somewhere in Tom's River, this guy. I said, you're paying full price? He's like, I'm allowed to make money. I said, okay, so then go to my guy. He's like, well, if that's the case, I'll call for a police report.
What does that have to do with anything?
He said, you're willing to pay.
If you don't pay, I'm gonna.
You're willing to pay. So you said you're gonna pay. So now I'll go through your insurance.
I'll get the 30.
Yeah, but I said, well, how do you? That's not the halacha.
It's the one.
Halacha, I'm going to pay damage. If I'm willing to pay.
No, Rob is going back down for a police report. If the insurance would know that he's the partner, if they probably wouldn't pay it on.
They
would? Yeah,
stand. They're not getting
involved
with that
part.
Not only that, to what pay more.
Doing?
And
it's
your personal car, they give you whatever you want.
Yeah. What are
they
doing?
They still
doesn't
have to give it.
What do you think? No, I was going to go to a Rav, but I didn't want to. I almost went through insurance.
At some point,
I think I would have gone to a Rav. You would have said, you to pay only $1,500. It's a $1,500 damage.
Right.
If he's willing to do $1,500, go to him. He's not a scum shop.
They work. They work in the cover buttons over there.
Yeah.
They have kiddush on Friday.
Yeah.
Shava
Kesef.
Take a break.
Shava Kesef.
We do mincha there.
You do mincha. They do it. Shava Kesef. Let's go. Does ALT come?
Who's ALT?
Krisha comes to do a clap.
Yeah, you put him on your thing over here. Don't you start chepping Yenim about him.
He tried to get him to status as well. See him, but he didn't go to
fuck. Yeah. I don't know. How does he do the?
Goes like this.
That's how he does it.
Whoa! Yeah.
He has a gimbal.
He does it a lot.
Yeah.
The what?
He thought he would bring us a new member.
I didn't think anything. He's friends with a hamburger.
He didn't think it all the way.
Shava Kesef. The Torah brought in Shava Kesef. Lamech ain bezin eskok
and
elin achas v'shesham achrayis.
And you remember to put hamburger on.
They only go to the chasim that don't have achrayis. Avim kidem nizik v'tavas metalplin bezin goyim leman. If he jumps at it, then it can be goyva. Amar. Shava Kesef. Lamech ain bezin eskok and elin achas v'shesham achrayis. My mashma. I'm Rabbi Ula. Dava shava kol kesef. Something that's worth its whole money. My new. Dava shein leino. Which is karka. Fetim ha'avodim eshtor is nami ain leino. Elam Rav Aul Adavar Nikne BeKesef. Avodim Shor is Dami Nikne BeKesef. Elam Rav Shishav BeKesef Veloy Kesef. Ma'ani Kulu Kesef Ninu. It's Shav BeKesef and not Kesef itself. And all those other things are considered Kesef. Zok De Gemara Ramele Reb Yehuda Bachinel Rav Huna Brei Reb Shua Tana Shav BeKesef Lam She'ein Bezin Skokin Elam Chos V'Shesham Achrayis. Fred De Gemara, what are you talking about? By the time Yashu Rabbi Shav, we just finished the whole sugi. Yashu Rabbi Shav, because I feel super. You can give it even toothpicks. Hakamai Skinon, but Yasmi. No, we're talking about Yisaimim. And Yisaimim, we know that the only thing that's Meshubit is Karka. Ibi Yasmi, Ema Seifa. Im Kidim Nizi Vitalism Tatlam, Bezin Gavilam Mehen. Ibi Yasam, I Bezin Gavilam Mehen. So you must know, Kadam Rav, I'm not Mesh Tavas Mechayim. This guy was a smart aleck. He saw the guy, he saw Atzala by the house. So he ran to the garage. So Thomas Mechaim, you're allowed to grab the guy's items. But once the guy's dead, the kids say, hey, don't touch the lawnmower. You can take, go try to get the property, you can't touch the lawnmowers. Fnei Bezdin, problem, Moichin Achosav, Ba'achach Choylechel Bezdin. Shmamina Lova, Moichin Achosav, Ba'achach Bola Bezdin, Ein Bezdin Goybele Mehen. Oh, Tzakasha. Right, so the halacha is, we know that you're allowed to go ahead and collect from Lekuchas. Ain bezin goyvel mehen el prat le bezin had yoytus. No, we're saying bezin yoytus, and we'll see later on what bezin had yoytus means. This bezin had yoytus is. We'll see. The Gemara is going to talk about. No, I think that's it. Save some tomorrow. We're finishing the parak when? Not tomorrow. Sunday, Friday, Shabbos. 100%. Okay, Avi writes. Okay, we are up to. Haba b'machteres. Somebody's b'machteres means he's in a tunnel. Mamish neged. Neither Hashem soifay. Hey b'machteres shavas chavas im yesh ledamim chayim lein ein ledamim pater. Who? Nothing. The rabbi's gonna come. I'm sure son-in-law's not coming. His son-in-law when he walked. No, his son-in-law when he walked. He came to the kala for. No, he's not. No, he's not coming. 100% not.
100%
yes.
Are you sure?
I don't know when
the
when
he.
Oh, go works.
And none of them will, and just the rabbi's gonna.
They're gonna walk here 40 minutes.
He'll walk with some of his kids.
Walk the rabbi.
Some of the boys will walk.
No,
they're not all.
No.
No. The Amishal's over there.
Yeah, why would that come to Yeshua Shul? Forget about being a rabbi. Just
why would you
think it's micro respect?
Yeah, so it's 50 this week?
Yeah. Of course they're getting. Why do you think they're not?
The chazan told me, he says, listen, don't expect me too long. This is a long walk.
It's only when the rabbi's.
Yeah, on a regular Shabbos. On a regular Shabbos.
No, not a regular Shabbos.
On a regular Shabbos, you make sure you put
the Shabbos.
This Shabbos. Not only that, the Mechutin's going to come too.
Well, did you put 50 last week?
The Mechutin's going to come too.
No big deal. Put one tiles over everybody. The Yankees.
Yeah,
one Aliyah. One Aliyah. It's got the very nice. It's, I think it's very romantic and very. It's like when you face the crowd. Like, why do you have to face the crowd? Why can't I face the back and nobody has to see anything?
You have to pull out who's going to.
What's wrong?
It's that the whole timing and hugging brings down. And it has to do with in the time they used to do it in a shul.
You face Mizrach.
Put your face against the Aron Kodesh. Right? That That was really nice. So my father.
You're not supposed to put your back.
Right, you're not supposed to put your back. I'm sorry. Which is what?
That is.
Which is really the whole
yak. The face that's used.
You're talking your language.
Hello.
You're talking
your language. My father spoke to whoever it is, Rabbi Bomberg.
I think that's the nicest part of the whole thing. The nicest part of the whole thing is that you don't face the crowd.
Why is that? What is that? Is that nice?
Because the guy, it's a very holy moment, and you could dive like a mensch, out looking the whole place, looking at eyes on you.
He's speaking as someone who was up there.
I was up there. It's.
You weren't up there.
I've always looked at it and said,
do you remember?
It's a.
For them, that they're sitting there doubting, it's one of the most special moments of their life, and they're sitting there.
The whole world is eyes on you. The whole world.
I don't think it's a big deal if you decide to turn around.
I think it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous to face the other way. Shanda Yaki Shere Malas.
I don't think
it's beautiful.
I was blowing by mine. I don't think any
Levy, any side of Dish will give you a hard time turning around.
No, but it's not a minute. I don't know. That's what I need to do under the chuppah. My wife right away say, okay, this guy is, he's already making problems under the chuppah.